Legislative leaders have raised concerns about some of the plans the new state chief information officer has for the Information Technology Department. Leaders are concerned that some of the changes are being made before the 2019 legislature gets a chance to weigh in. Among the changes, consolidating all staff with IT responsibilities under ITD, moving state email and state agency business systems to the cloud, and reallocating state funding from other state agencies to the expanded ITD. The leaders sent a letter to CIO Sean Riley asking that he appear before the legislature's IT Interim Committee and the Budget Section. This is Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner.
We have several committees that deal with IT things, and we'd like to know what's going on.
Riley says he will appear. He wants to partner with the legislature on this reorganization.
We simply were in the midst of a vast change management process, and as we do that, you get communication lapses.
The letter to Riley mentioned at least 216 employees from other agencies plus contract staff to be added to ITD. Riley says he's not proposing any new staff additions.
These are people who are already doing this, people who are already in those agencies doing IT work of one fashion, shape, or form.
Riley says this is all about Governor Burgum's stated goal to reinvent government and make it more efficient and effective. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.